Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家。总是有朋友问我们口语要怎么提高，英文怎么提高更快。当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。那除此之外呢，上直播课，有问题直接向老师提出来，当场解决，进步就更快了。所以早安呢，免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么参加？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就能加入我们的免费直播群了。 Colin 老师、 Cecilia 老师还有很多中外教每天都在群里免费给大家上课，有英语学习的问题也可以在群里问我们，上万人都听过我们的免费直播课了，赶快微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字参加吧。 Colin, say, if someone gives you a book as a gift, will you be happy?
Sure, I wouldn't complain about it, but there could be better options.
Like what?
A razor. I could use a new razor. Or a bottle of nice wine.
Razor, wine, I got it.
Can you give me a hint about when I'm going to receive it? I can't wait to throw away my old razor.
不好意思啊，你好像想多了。I'm only asking you for advice about choosing presents for my father. His birthday is coming soon. You know, you're about the same age, similar taste, according to my observation.
Okay, you've let me down, but I'm happy for you. You and your father seem to have a great relationship.
不好意思让你失望了哈。我们常用 let somebody down 来表示让某人失望。那把这个 let down 这两个单词合起来呢，就组成了一个名词，就指令人失望的事。
Yeah, for example, you are a letdown.
Oh, come on!
Just kidding. Seriously, your father and you are really close, right?
Yeah, that's true. And you, were you close to your old man when he was alive?
Yeah, but I guess...differently from the way you are. You know, father and son, there is something special.
I guess we are still the lucky ones. 其实我觉得啊，能跟父亲有比较亲近的关系呢，还是比较难得的。特别现在哈，父亲这个角色在很大程度上在一些家庭都是缺失的。
Yeah, you know, this is a topic really worthy of discussion.
Yeah. Before the discussion, 先提醒下大家哈，我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Here is something I've just heard. The world is punishing the fathers who never accompany their children.
Punish? How?
Maybe we can find the answer from Xu Zhong, the famous actor, you know.
Yeah, his wife is also an actress, right?
Yeah, Tao Hong. So Tao Hong was on a reality TV.Reality TV 就是我们说的真人秀哈。 And she said that for a long time after their daughter was born, Xu Zhong was extremely busy and seldom came home. So she constantly showed his photo to their daughter to make sure that she remembered her father.
Well, at that age, I bet the little girl must think the photo itself is called father.
天天管相框叫爸爸是吧？确实哈，那之后呢，女儿懂事了，徐峥也终于有了时间了。孩子却不认他了。
I can imagine how he went out of his way to please the girl and how the girl didn't care to look at him.
确实哈，不管徐峥他怎么卖力讨好女儿，孩子都是目光涣散，对他爱答不理。那卖力做某事，想方设法去做某事呢，我们可以说 go out of one's way to do something. The girl even said to him, why are you still in my home? You can go back to your own home.
Oh, ouch.
看到徐峥还不走啊，他还转头对妈妈说，这个叫爸爸的叔叔怎么还不走啊？
It's funny, but, you know, at the same time, it's poignant. It must hurt to hear his own daughter say that.
既好笑又心酸，是吧？那这个 poignant 就是形容这种心酸、酸楚的感受。
Well, I feel sorry for him, but he was not completely innocent. His scandals were all over the place at the time, leaving aside the truth of these scandals. He was absent from the growth of the child. He himself was to blame for this.
Wow, you're really hard on him. I mean, what you said is spot on, but you definitely have a problem with these kind of things.
有吗？我有特别的严苛吗？那 hard on 就是指严格对待或者批评某人，但是我说的都是事实呀。你也说了，
spot on 就是准确的，完全正确了。那如果我真的稍微带了点情绪啊，除了心疼孩子之外呢，可能还是来自对妈妈的心疼。
Ah, I got it. It must be especially hard for the mother to take care of the child all by herself. Although the society is kind of inured to this kind of thing. It's really unfair and unreasonable to assume that all the responsibilities are on mothers.
Yeah, I really like that you bring this up. Underneath the image of normalcy, something threatened to rip the family apart.
有些事情啊，大家好像习以为常，但是不代表它就是对的。那对某事习以为常呢，可以说 somebody is inured to something。
那当大家都对这件事情习以为常，它就成了一种常态，常态就叫做 normalcy。
Yeah, when the mother is doing all of the job, taking care of the needs of the children, you can't blame the children for pulling away from the father.
没错。那 pull away 就是疏远、远离的意思。But you know, there is another situation that makes the children want to pull away.
Yeah?
I believe too much care may lead to control, and too much control can be off-putting too.
就是说关心如果没有掌握好度呢，就会发展成为一种控制，那这种控制也会让人想要逃走。
Off-putting 就是令人讨厌的，令人想要绕道走的。
You know, we have a term for these kind of parents. They are called helicopter parents. It means parents who pay extremely close attention to their children's experiences and problems, particularly at educational institutions. These parents rush to prevent any harm or failure from befalling them and will not let them learn from their own mistakes, sometimes even contrary to the children's wishes.
就是说有一些父母他们被称作是直升机父母。那为什么要叫直升机父母呢？就是因为不管这个孩子是否真的需要，他们总是像直升飞机一样啊，一天到晚都盘旋在这个孩子的身边，时刻等待孩子的召唤。
So, how do we call those parents opposite to helicopter parents? The type we talked before, typified by 徐峥?
Yeah. Well, you can call them neglecting parents.
Neglect 原意是指的忽视，加上 ing 就变成了形容词。
Yeah, it means someone pays no attention or too little attention.
那用来指以徐峥为代表的这种冷落孩子的家长就非常合适哈。那以什么为代表，为典型，我们用的是 typify 这个单词的被动态 typified by somebody or something.
So judging by the way you talk about your parents, they are neither helicopter parents nor neglecting parents, right?
No, they're both, sort of.My father is the kind that didn't know which grade I was at in primary school. My mother, on the contrary, feels like she needs to know the background of every one of my classmates.
Wow. Then how did you survive in this kind of situation?
I guess there are no perfect parents in this world. There might be, but very few, I believe. I'm the only child. This is also their first time to be parents, so they're also learning. I feel as children, we gotta learn to be more understanding and forgiving.
I bet your parents will be moved to tears hearing what you just said.
Or they would be like, nah, you got nothing to complain about simply because we are perfect parents.
Yeah, right. So I really hope your father will like his present. If he doesn't, you know where to find someone who appreciates it, right?
好了，知道了。那这期节目就先到这里啦。最后啊，大家别忘了报名参加免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播课了。入群限量200个名额，想进入免费直播群的，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复直播就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Cecilia. Thanks for listening.
This is Colin. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。